Okay, it's Saturday, 1st of October. Man will be a reading room, Simon Rhys Phillips, volunteer on the Sea Empress project. And I'm with Peter Cooper. So we're going to just discuss his thoughts and recollections on the Sea Empress oil spill. Firstly, Peter, thank you for coming along. Can I just first ask just a bit about yourself and where you live? And
so I live in Jamestown, which is 1 mile from the sea, inland by it. I live right in the centre of the village. I'm a physiotherapist by training. I moved here in 1984, I think it would be. 1984, and when we came here, the beach was a massive feature of the area, because we came from a sort of inland. We were living in Doncaster before this,
right?
So we used to, even in the winter, we'd go for a walk on the beach and find it completely empty and think, why is no one else down here? obviously we take it for granted now. We live here, we don't perhaps go there very often, so it was quite an idyllic place to move to for us.
So you've been here some time when the, over 10 years when the disaster happened.
Yeah.
Were you involved in the same kind of work back then? Was life fairly similar?
Yeah, so I was a physiotherapist working part-time during that 10 years, so got to know quite a lot of local people, around that time, around 94, I got asked to go and do some physiotherapy in the medical centre of the Texaco refinery as a kind of independent contractor, so just to go in and treat people with bad backs and such like. So whilst I didn't think of myself as being in the oil industry or anything like that, nevertheless there was a connection and I was aware of lot of people around here do make their living from the oil refinery,
Do you feel it gave you a sort of insight into that world, that particular industry, in a small way, perhaps?
I think, we can't get away from, the fact that I'm driven down here in a car. It's sort of like the whole of society is part of the way we do things, and we can't adopt a them and us approach too much, So do you want me to go on to the?
Yeah, I was going to say, turn into the sort of the events of that.
Yeah.
Time. Can you recall, perhaps when you first heard about it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the exact moment I heard about it, but I can remember going down to Manabir to look at what was happening, and seeing this, the smell was the first thing. I'm sure lots of people mentioned that, very powerful fumes in the air, and this sort of stuff floating in and basically devastating this. It's a bit like it was, it's like it's everybody's back garden, the beach down here. It's out like, we think it's ours, if you know what I mean. And then all this muck was coming in and destroying it, it was very upsetting. With my children who were young at that time, they would have been, was it 96, wasn't it? Mm. So They would have been, one would have been 13, one 11, and one 8 or 9. I used to take them down there and to the beach. We used to take a little camping stove and find a little corner out of the wind, you know, even in the winter. Brew up tea and that sort of thing, you know. And that was like one of the important activities to us as a family, you know. And that was just sort of wiped out, and you know, that was really upsetting, yeah. And it upset the children too, you know. They were really upset. And that never came back, it was gone, you know. We never went to the beach and brewed up tea ever again after that, you know. So it was, yeah, that was the most upsetting thing, really, you know, a disruption of that treasured family activity.
That's a very powerful outcome, really, of, you know,
yeah.
Outcome. I mean, did that activity end was it just a question of breaking the habit of it, perhaps, or you know, not being able to do it well, or was it actually a response to the...
Yeah, it was in the direct response. I mean, it was basically the thing we loved about it was destroyed, the actual environment in which we used to go to be. And it took a very long time for it to get anywhere near normal again, by which time, I mean, I don't know how long that was, but it was a long time, you know. And yeah, then I suppose children were growing up and things changed. But I personally don't think it's back to normal. You know, I've actually seen commentators on, there was a thing on the TV about it not so long ago on the news, some guy saying, well, it's remarkable how it's recovered and all this sort of stuff. Actually, it's nothing like it was to me, you know. The little rocks and hollows where we used to sit have not recovered, you know. The little ponds have not got the anemones in, and there used to be little rock ponds full of sort of beach pond life, you know, like anemones, I'm not big on names of things, little minnow fish and little things, you know. They're not there now, they're just not there. It's more like a monoculture of seaweed down there, you know. You find the odd bit, but it's... Even the rocks that used to be, I mean, I guess some sort of natural process kept certain rocks really clean, you know, whether it was like the limpet, so that they eat the seaweed. I don't know exactly how it works, I've no idea, but areas that used to be like lovely smooth rock that we used to sit on are all covered in sort of seaweed now. It's all changed, it's not recovered, you know, to what it was anyway. Someone pointed out to me the other day, well, if you go up to the west of Scotland, you can see precisely that. You can see what an undisturbed coast really is like. It's completely different, you know. So I did feel a bit angry that the TV putting out these programs, everything's fine, yeah, nothing, you know, everything's sorted out, all recovered, tick it off sort of thing. It's not the case, you know. Serious of it hasn't really gone away, though we haven't got the immediate oil in front of our eyes, you know.
So, I mean, there's obviously anger there. I mean, was that anger come earlier? Was it sort of sadness to start with, or you know, was it a mixture of emotions?
Yeah, it was like sadness and depression, really. And I must say, initially, rather that, you know, I just feel annoyed that people, you know, that it's made light of by, you know, by media, by, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people know more than me about it, but I just feel that the response is not serious enough.
So, I mean, don't want to put words in your mouth, but has that bit of coastline been never felt quite the same since, perhaps, in a way, or in.
I think definitely. I mean, I mean, for me, it kind of changed my life because it changed my pattern of functioning, you know? So when we used to go with the children and sort of engage with the coast and be part of it, you know, it all stopped. The children grew up, you know, so by the time you could actually think about going again to the beach, you know, everything seemed changed. So, I feel it did change, yeah. I mean, I don't know now what it's like for current people, you know, like people with young children now, maybe they're enjoying the beach and fine, you know. But it was like a light switch for me in that sense, you know.
That's very interesting, very interesting. Yeah. Thinking back to that time, were you obviously, did you, where are the sort of communities, you know, feelings and response at that time? Did you have, conversations with friends and neighbours and so on and things? You were in the wider kind of response to it, really, or was it something you kind of just kept amongst
Well,
your
I think
family
we
members?
did have some conversation. I think most people were just devastated, you know, and we felt helpless, really. I mean, I can remember, you know, people went and volunteered with clean birds and things, but I mean, again, I always felt that was a bit of a, you know, there must have been thousands of birds, and they must have cleaned, I don't know, hundreds or a few. But I mean, in terms of the devastation, it was probably just a drop in the ocean, you know. And then I always felt, you know, all the it was kind of a bit of a false thing. It was kind of like, oh, we're mending it, we're fixing it, you know, we're cleaning the birds. And I thought, in a way, it was an illusion. We weren't fixing it, you know. And the yeah, I seem to remember there was some minister appointed from the government. It's a long time ago now. Who was I can't remember the detail, but I wasn't impressed by the government response, put it like that, you know. And you know, the fact that it happened in the first place was, I mean, I don't know how much they've learned from it. There's all those issues about the salvage and, you know, who was going to make money out of this and that. Well, yeah, it was all a mess up, really. And I'm sure the individuals were doing the best they could at the moment in the crisis, you know. But it still should never have been as bad as it was, you know. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's about all I could say.
So obviously
Yeah.
we're 20 years on from it now.
Yeah.
I think I know what the answer to this is, but I don't want to put, again, I don't want to lead you on it, but for some people it's something which is done and dusted, I think, and for other people it's something which still sort of resonates and still informs what they feel about the area, I suppose, really. I mean, what would you feel, in which, you know, where would you put yourself with that, really?
In direct relation to that?
Yeah, I mean,
well, I was certainly worried when they wanted to, you know, when they do developments like this, importing this gas and stuff, you know, which, you know, and which they do now, liquid gas and all that, but, you know, the government wants to stabilise energy supplies and such like. I think, of course, we know a lot more about global warming now, don't we? You know, I mean, the whole issue of global warming only sort of started in the 80s, didn't it? So by mid-90s, it wasn't that... I mean, people were talking about it, and no one took it that seriously. But now we're another 20 years on, and we're starting to see, you know, real major issues, loss of species and stuff. So, yeah, I think it's one marker in our whole story of, you know, what are we going to do about the world, really? And what are we going to do about our own lives, you know? Well, I mean, I still drive a car, obviously, and, you know. And we still, you know, we have token things like we have solar energy and stuff, but, you know, I feel that's not enough, really. And I'm not sure where, you know, where we're going in that sense in the future. It's quite worrying, really, I would say.
With this passage of time now, when you are, you know, on the beach or on the coastline looking at it, you know, does it sort of come flooding back, or is it something which is kind of parked in the, you know, or it's receding?
Well, coming there, if I go to Man and Beer, because, like, I mean, I don't often go there now, Man and Beer Beach, but I went there a couple of weeks back. And I walked over the rocks where we used to go. And because we had little bits of rock that we knew, it was almost like there were bits, like there was one bit of rock where we called it the stone bed, because it was like a bit, it was a hollow, the shape of a body, and you could lie on it, you know. And little places like that, and then there was another hollow which had a little, which was like a wash basin, you know, just to leave a pool of water in it. We used to rinse our hands in it, you know, and things like that. And so I was looking for these, you know, because I haven't looked for them for 20 years, you know. And they were all changed, you know, they were all like either covered in seaweed or something like that. So I can't go there without looking for that, you know. I sort of go down there and look up the rocks and I think, oh, that's the place we used to have. We always used to go to the same little patch of rock and sit there, you know, and things like that, you know. So, yeah, definitely. If I wanted to go to the beach today, I probably wouldn't go to Man and Beer. I'd go somewhere else, you know.
So it's a pretty profound and lasting kind of impact.
It's
interesting to hear that, you know. Just wondering, we've talked about our sort of dependence on, you know, oil and so on. Did it, your chemistry exists in a very fine balance between, you know, industry and environment, I suppose. Did it sort of shift your kind of where you stood on that sort of spectrum, really, you know, or did you find yourself changing kind of, you know, your views on anything or so on?
Certainly would be more strongly an environmentalist, if you like, in my views. I would vote for the Green Party, where where if I didn't know who else to vote for, I'd vote for the Green Party, put it like that. Unless I had a specific reason for voting for one of the others. That would be my default vote. But I'm not one of these people who, I don't believe we can escape the society we are. I believe we're all part of it, and I don't believe I can go and live in a, in a teepee somewhere and kind of escape the what's going on, So, I mean, ideally, I would, I haven't gone out and built myself an eco-friendly house or something, like some people do. But I think it's great, obviously, that they do. But I think we need society-wide solutions, And, well, I mean, in a way, that's when I heard this project was on, that's why I said, oh, I wouldn't mind talking to them. Because, every drop in the ocean is a, if a tap keeps dripping, eventually it fills the bucket, doesn't it? So, if this is one of the drips and it changes us for the better, then that'd be great.
I think, I mean, last question probably, but I mean, you've spoken very personally about it. Do you think that about the sort of lasting impact of this? Would you, if you're speaking for your family here in a way, but would you suspect that particularly your children would share the same kind of, lasting imprint of it, and maybe that kind of sadness and so on, or?
Yeah, certainly the older two, I would say. I mean, the older one is quite a strong kind of environmentalist and supporter of that kind of view, My second child is, I know she suffered perhaps most strongly with being really upset by it. She was probably at a crucial age where that just happened to be, And the younger one, I don't think she, I suppose whether it's personality or whether it's just the age they were, but she, I don't think it affected her so much. So yeah, certainly I think these two of them were significantly impacted by it,
Great. I think that's probably all I can think of to say. I mean, there's any
Yeah.
areas you feel that we haven't sort of touched on? I mean, if you want to expand on those, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah,
But
no,
that's
I
fine.
think
Yeah.
that's covered it
Great.
really, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Peter. That's very, very illuminating and very kind of
Yeah.
insightful, really, I think. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks.